Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the Monday happier happy hour. There's Don, there's Fancy Brian, there's Evan. How you fine gentlemen doing?
Oh, fantastic. Happy Monday, Crudy, Evan, and Brian, our fair audience. Thank you for hanging out this Monday happy hour. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Dominic, you missed the fine guest. She was here with me in the Madison studios. Deb McGrath, Army captain, CIA officer, wife, mother, and third congressional candidate. And if you noted, and you might not have heard the interview, Don, but she's also the daughter of former Congressman Al Baldus. So she's, you know, got the political resume. She's got the resume of service. And the fact that her probable opponent, Derek Van Orden, is a insurrectionist bastard. And the fact that the guy goes packing heat through airports.
What? Right? What's up with these?
Oh, that's a mistake. I normally leave the sidearm in the car when I go flying to Cedar Rapids. I mean, come on, man. I have never once mistakenly left a loaded weapon in my luggage.
And he calls himself an expert, right? Right? I mean,
an expert? He's a Navy SEAL dude.
He's an expert with the guns, but he's got so many he forgets where they are, or perhaps he's not as expert as he thinks he is.
Well, the fact he calls it a mistake, Tom. The mistake is he got caught, right?
Right. Where did he get caught? In Iowa?
Cedar Rapids.
So he was getting on the plane from Cedar Rapids to come back to Wisconsin?
Presumably.
Okay, so that means he already got there once with the gun, right?
Well, that's the point I was trying to make earlier in the big show, Tom. Wish you would have been a part of that conversation. But between Madison Cawthorn and Derek Van Orden and every other GOP congressional candidate, they're all strapped at the airports, right? And I've got to surmise that they've taken these guns with them multiple times. And it's just now, or in Madison Cawthorn's case, two times that they've been caught. You know, we've all traveled with some illicit whatever, Dom, you know?
Yeah, but I purposely, you know, travel with the weed, man. You know, this isn't an accident. Yeah, you got me. You know, hey, coming back from Colorado, what are you going to do? But this is an accident. I don't. I mean, I guess it could happen, but if you claim to be such an expert with firearms, and now apparently he's got his concealed carry, Mr. Van Orden, so good for you.
Well, that was part of the adjudication. You know, to satisfy the courts. And
hey, I got a concealed carry. I don't claim to be an expert, but I certainly wouldn't take any weapons, any firearms on a plane with me. So, yeah, I hope he loses.
Buddy, I think I've dragged you to Cedar Rapids at least twice. Were you packing?
Yeah, I'll never tell.
Here's the other thing I find a little humorous, you know, looking for the humor in the political headlines, Dom. Did you see the new Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tim Michaels? Gave us a real solid, maybe the last election was stolen. You know, sort of trying to, you know, have it both ways, if you will, Dom. Split the infinitive, if you will. I'm going to give you a little of the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Republican candidate for gubernator Tim Michaels said Monday, the last presidential election may have been stolen. Despite repeated findings, it was conducted fairly. Michaels, a co-owner of the family construction business. You know, Dom, I wish I was born under that fortunate star, that my old man worked really, really hard to get rich and make me a wealthy heir.
You know, I have seen some of the commercials from Mr. Michaels as he's, you know, introducing himself to the Wisconsin electorate, and he just casually says, "Yeah, you know, I picked up the family business. When I started this family business, I started it when I took over. We only had a couple hundred employees, and now we're over, you know, thousands." I'm thinking, "Oh, you started out with a couple hundred, huh? I mean, way to start on third and think you hit a triple, man. I mean, I guess it's good that he didn't drive it into the ground and, you know, end up dead at 27 like all the rock stars when you get a little bit of money and a little bit of drugs. So that's a good thing. But you started off with a company with 200 employees, dude. That's kind of a head start. I'm just saying.
Well, it could have been 900. It was hundreds.
Hundreds, plural. Right.
A little bit more. In an interview with WTAQAM, Michael said he wanted to see if he could make changes to the Wisconsin Elections Commission before deciding whether to dissolve it, and criticized Assembly Speaker Robin Voss by saying he hoped the Rochester Republican could eventually achieve a passing grade. You know, he's been serving, longest serving speaker in Wisconsin history. It's so ironic he's become a Republican pariah.
And he's, according to the Marquette University Law School polling, he's at, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss polling about 12%.
Well, that's the approval rating.
Yes, approving.
12%. He's like 12% underwater. A little bit more here. Asked by conservative host Joe Gianganti, the average Joe, if he believed the election was stolen, Michael said, maybe.
Oh, come on.
What a hedge. Certainly, there was a lot of bad stuff that happened.
Yeah, more people voted for the other guy.
There were certainly illegal ballots. How many? Really? I don't know if Justice Gableman knows. No, he does not. He has no freaking clue. It's less than 25 statewide. But anyways.
Well, that's the whole point. There was certainly illegal ballots, quote unquote. How many? I don't know if Gableman knows. I don't know if anybody knows. Well, I mean, of the reporting that we have seen of the prosecutions of illegal voting, number one, most of them are Republicans. And you could say that in every single election, there are going to be outliers statistically in every single election. So to say that there was an illegal ballot, like, I don't know, say some Republican cast a ballot in his dead mother's name, for example. Well, yeah, that happens almost every election cycle. There's some jackass out there doing those kinds of things. So it's not really a stretch to say that, well, that we had an illegal ballot, but to say that maybe there was a problem and a lot of bad stuff happened, well, like a lot, like define a lot. What do you mean a lot? What does that mean?
You don't need to know.
No, yes. I have a feeling about that.
I got a gumption. A little bit more here. Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in Wisconsin by 21,000 votes. I don't know if they believe that, though, Dom. Federal judges and the state Supreme Court upheld Biden's victory. Nonpartisan legislative auditors and a conservative group, you know, Will, issued separate reports that found no evidence of significant fraud. I wish they didn't even put that significant fraud.
Well,
no evidence of fraud.
Or as Michaels would state, maybe the election was stolen. There's no amount of information that will come out for these election deniers. And we have to reiterate over and over and over again, Republicans winning on the same ballot, on the same day, in the same electoral system. They're not challenging their victories. It's everybody else. It makes zero sense. And now all of a sudden we've had elections since then and we haven't had the issues, right? Has anyone been challenging the results of the most previous elections? No, everything's apparently, now it's all good.
Well, I want to see if Michaels and Ram Jam and even Rebecca Clayfish, if they challenge the results of the election that brought Robin Voss to office.
Go ahead, man. At a campaign stop in Sheboygan there, hey, on Saturday, Michaels suggested the way the election was conducted kept Trump from winning.
You know, they cast ballots and counted them. Yeah, and Trump lost. Yeah. It's a screw job.
A quote, President Trump probably would be president right now if we had election integrity, Michael said Sunday, according to recording of his remarks. The other Republicans running for governor have remained skeptical of the 2020 election and have gone further than Michael's in making it a campaign issue. The winner of the August 9th primary will face Evers in November. State's Rep. Tim Ramjam of Campbell Sport has led the effort to decertify the results, whatever the hell that means. Constitutional scholars say it is legally impossible. Remember Clay Fish, former lieutenant governor? She initially said Biden won, but months later would not say whether she would have certified the results if she'd been governor. Last month, she called the election rigged. Oh, she's getting sucked into the vortex, baby. Management consultant Kevin Nicholson has called the election poorly conducted and, like Clayfish and Ramjam, called for getting rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission. In his interview Monday, Michael suggested he would want to dissolve the commission only as a last resort, saying he would use the strategies he does at Michael's Corp to figure out what to do. Quote, "I'll look at WEC," Michael said. "Let's see what's going on there. If we can fix it as is, then let's fix it. If it can't be fixed, we'll get rid of it. But at Michael's Corp, we just don't throw something out the window right away because it's not working. We've got to work hard to fix things." Well, I would wonder, Mr. Michaels, if at Michael's you set up a bipartisan committee to purposely be in deadlock, all the time. A little bit more here. Of course, Republican lawmakers voted to create the commission in 2015 to replace the board they viewed as biased against them. Why was that, Crudy? Why would they feel that as biased? Oh, that's right. They're investigating illegal campaigning or campaign contributions.
I feel like that was a rhetorical question, so I didn't answer it.
With Walker. Voss and other legislative leaders have said they want to keep the commission, but some Republicans have pushed for handing its duties over to a new agency or the Secretary of State. And finally, I'm going to jump
Our boy Doug LaFollette's going to be in charge?
I know, man. He said it worked with Voss. You don't know if he's reformed or not, but the pot. Let's talk about legalizing pot for just a minute. Mr. Michaels, he said he opposes legalizing marijuana for medical or recreational purposes. Quote, "I think it's all a slippery slope. I really do. There's 1,000 medicines out there today. I think marijuana, medical marijuana, is just hiding behind the path for legalization of marijuana."
I'm okay with that path as well.
Right, man? Come on.
But what is it a slippery slope to other than super coolness?
Oh, and what? A $250 billion a year in tax revenue for the state and maybe, ending some disparate prosecutions of minorities for, smoking the weed. I mean, but other than that, you're totally fine with all the booze and cigarettes, right, Michaels? Oh, man, go away. Go away fast.
Well, he's not exactly a self-made man. He's a daddy-made man, and apparently daddy doesn't want the employees smoking weed at the heavy machinery company. So, it's a slippery slope. Dad's not going to be happy with me. He's going to take away my allowance. Come back. The Devil's Advocates, a slippery slope to super coolness.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.
You're going to be dead.
I have never been more excited about anything that I've gotten the chance to work
on. Come on! Show a little backbone, will ya?